Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Let's get social with social media.
Yeah.
Let's get social with social media.
That's our social media song, which means we're going to talk about it.
To do so. Sing about it.
Well, go ahead, Kelly. If you're feeling it. Yeah.
Oh, I was on the wrong note, dang it.
So is she. Elena Davies is in studio, our selfie queen.
Hi.
Our Hello. Snapchat expert.
Yes.
And now?
Let me take a selfie.
Got the lowdown on the Instagrams.
There's so much stuff I have to tell y'all about. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Yes.
Ready. Yeah.
Because some people are upset at Instagram, I heard.
I am too, maybe.
Okay.
So, I heard you talking yesterday, because I listen to this radio show.
You should hear us talk every day.
About how you just found out about the black and white ink on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Why?
Because you should have known this.
Oh, this has been around a while.
It's been around a while.
There was a lot of people that didn't know, though, in my defense.
In your defense?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, then I uncovered, not too long after, an article about other Snapchat features that I didn't even know about. And I was like, man, I shouldn't have been so hard on JC.
Yeah.
Oh.
I walked back there after I'd told that on how to get the black ink and the white.
Talked to you in such a condescending way.
No. Elena was just shaking her head at me. Like,
how do you not know?
I'm so disappointed.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
All right. So what cool features did you find?
There, some of these you may know about. Some of them I did know about. But when you're Snap messaging, you can send a location.
Yeah.
And it will link to your maps. You can open it up in your maps, which is a cool feature. So that way you don't have to copy and paste or try to memorize it and type it over. This one I thought was cool.
Hold on. That just means you could send your friend like a pin of where you're at and then they can just open
it. But it links to your actual maps. Like Snapchat will do that.
Smile and nod.
Got it.
Take notes, Kelly. You need to use this.
Got it all up here.
So, you know, Snapchat released those cool stickers that I put all over all of my Snapchat stories, which if you don't follow me, by the way, it's at Elena Davies.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Snapchats are lit. But yeah, you can actually search for the sticker that you want. You can type in love or sad or something and it'll break it down for you. So you don't have to scroll through the hundreds that they have.
There's a search bar for that?
Yeah, so it says to search for a sticker, type a keyword into the chat window and then hit the sticker button. And the stickers will appear first, the ones most relevant to what you typed.
Whoa.
I'll not.
That one's easier, Kelly. That one's easier than the location.
You know what the sticker is, right, Kelly?
Right.
Yeah.
It's the stickers that you put on the pictures.
Exactly.
Or videos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
And y'all all
how
know
to do
that they
too.
Can move with videos.
The 3D.
Yeah, which is awesome. All you have to do is hold that down and then put it where you want it. If I want it to match up to your moving hands, JC, in a video.
It'll
I put it at
that.
Your hands, and it'll stay with your hands. So anyways, you can send links through the Snap messaging, which is cool. You can send multiple photos and videos in the Snap messaging, which I didn't know. I thought you could only send one, but you can actually select a few and videos. And then you can see when people are on at the same time, which is great.
You okay? Are you following?
How can you see if somebody's on at the same time?
So
I just got feeling
Kelly's so invested in this.
This is the most popular app out there.
No,
we need to know the shortcuts.
You told us yesterday or the day before that you were going to try to get back on.
I'm
here for you, Kelly.
I changed my mind. I don't care. It's okay. This is for everybody else. It's okay. Not everything we do on the show has to interest me. It's true. Not everything has to interest me.
Oh, we have love letters, Kelly,
or
coming
apply
up
to
in
me.
30 minutes.
Right.
I know how my mother was feeling. when I was trying to teach her how to text.
Yeah.
So, go ahead. Yeah.
You know when you're texting someone and the little dots pop up, you know they're typing back?
I do know how that works.
Woo! We got her.
Texting.
She's done it once. So the same
that's the best feeling,
setup on
those
Snapchat.
Dots.
But don't you hate it when the dots show up?
And then they go away?
And then they disappear. Because like,
they changed their mind and deleted everything. It's like, what were you going to say?
What were you going to say?
Right?
What could change with what you said?
That's equivalent of saying, hey, JC.
Yo.
Never mind.
I hate that.
Oh, man, it's the same thing.
Well, now you can have the same anxieties on Snapchat because when you're both on Snap Messenger, a smiley face pops up at the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that. I didn't know what it meant.
And then this was cool, too. You can share photos and text while on video call on Snap. So while you're video calling someone on Snapchat, you can send pictures and videos in your Snap messaging, too. So there's the hidden features. Some of them you probably knew about, but there was a couple in there that I thought
were
cool.
Look at that, Kelly.
Might have been one or two. How do you feel? That's good info.
I feel exactly the same way I did.
Well, Kelly, I'm sorry to report, but you're not going to be able to escape Snapchat for long.
Why?
Essentially. Because.
I have to Snapchat?
You don't have to, but Instagram has created an update that is basically Snapchat. So you're going to still have your same classic Instagram feed. But at the top, they now have Instagram stories.
Ooh, copy.
I'm not clicking on that.
And I'm not a fan right now.
I'm not clicking on that.
I just read an article not too long ago, though, that sells me on it a little bit. It's TechCrunch, so you can look that up and you can really just Google Snapchat and Instagram and find some cool stuff.
Oh, Kelly's on it.
But they're talking with the CEO of Instagram, and he's kind of giving the lowdown about how the feature works. Basically, just up at the top, you'll have stories of everybody you already follow. It has the same type of, like, interacting, you know, filters, and you can kind of draw on it and stuff like that. So it's Snapchat. And the Instagram CEO actually just full-on admits, yeah, Snapchat deserves all of the credit for this.
That's genius that they did that, by the way.
Who is the Mark Zuckerberg of Snapchat?
Some dude.
Isn't he marrying Miranda Kerr?
Yeah, Miranda Kerr. I don't remember his name, but he's...
That's right, some young...
He's rich.
Okay.
So,
but that's smart because... Evan Spiegel, yeah.
Okay. Right.
But a lot of people are switching from Instagram to Snapchat. Like, I was the guy, I switched, and I'm full-on invested in Snapchat. You could still maintain those people that haven't switched yet by creating that.
I'm very conflicted on it because I like the differences. I think that Instagram is great. You post, you know, the one picture that you like a lot. It's kind of your brand. And Snapchat allows you to get more candid and real. And, you know, you can overpost on Snapchat and share your whole day.
I can't.
Do they all have likes? Like Facebook
apparently Snapchat. You don't know if they like it or not.
And that's why I've heard from
a
lot of celebrities say they prefer Snapchat because they don't get the feedback.
Yeah.
Like if they post an Instagram photo and they get a ton of hate and mean comments, that's discouraging to them. So they like to just share and then move on with their day. They don't have to get, you know, drugged down by all the hatred that's out in this world. But I don't know. I'm on the fence about it. Hearing the Instagram CEO kind of explain some of his ideas and why he did it convinces me a little bit. They're saying, you know, you already have this following base built up, so why not start sharing with them there? But I feel like all the people that are doing Snapchat have their followers built up, too. I mean, there's Kim Kardashian's getting millions of views on her Snapchats and also on her Instagram.
What's the next big thing? It went from, I guess, MySpace to Facebook to Instagram. Twitter's in there somewhere.
Instagram.
Snapchat.
Let's not forget Zanga.
Okay. What's the next one? Do we know yet?
I don't know yet.
I
think Snapchat is the one right now that people are really kind of crazy over, especially now that celebrities have made it public. It really is like a day.
I know Musical.ly is out of control with the
real. Yeah, I like that one.
Well, I think there's been some things that come up and then fail a little. Like Periscope was kind of supposed to be that, like, hey, look at what I'm doing like right now in this moment. And it didn't take off like Snapchat did.
Did Vine?
Vine did for a minute.
For a minute, right?
Honestly, I still have friends that watch Vine all the time. There's some funny stuff out there. I don't spend a lot of time on Vine.
A lot of people got rich off of Vine. That's where a lot of those YouTube kids went to Vine and got super famous and rich.
What about Chat Roulette?
No, I don't even know what that is.
I was first to tell you guys about that.
Oh, man, that was...
I pronounced it wrong, but I was first.
Yeah.
You were.
Chat Roulette. You mean Chat Roulette?
Chat Roulette.
Chat Roulette.
That was so funny.
Chat Roulette.
Chat Roulette.
It was fun. We did it a couple times.
Yeah. It just got dirty.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. Chatted with, like, kids from Belgium or something.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
They were cartoonists with had YouTube, so it was just random.
Yeah. And then it turned into 99% male, and then they, for some reason, were not wearing pants or underwear.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Thanks, Elena, for those updates.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're so welcome.
Kelly, are you all...
Set?
I just don't think that's for me. I just don't think it's for me.
Could you give me a 20-second summary of what Elena just said?
Kelly? No, I could not. Right. Something about pinning on a map. I remember that.
All right, let's do whatever Wednesday, because it's Wednesday. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is where we talk about whatever you want to talk about, Kid Nation. If there's a story you saw out there that we haven't touched on, or if you have a question about the show,
whatever.
Maybe missed a story, storyline based on one of the girls or the guys on the show, ask, we'll answer.
Kind of like an open line.
Yeah.
You know, you just ask whatever you like.
And Jenna found an article that we got to talk about next.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you guys with this, right?
Okay.
I read this headline about how hard it is for preschoolers these days to get accepted into kindergarten.
Say what?
So I have a list of what was sent home that your preschooler needs to know before they can get accepted into this Ohio kindergarten.
It's ridiculous.
Wow. As in, for example, your kid should know more than 30 letters. You guys see something wrong with that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I had to question this. Your kid should know more than 30 letters.
How?
You want to talk about that when we come back?
Yeah, how do you do that? I don't get.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Whatever you like.
Welcome to Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Where we talk about whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Got a couple text messages asking if we watched Bachelor in Paradise. Did you watch, Kelly? No, you were watching Jurassic World.
Yeah.
I didn't watch either.
Al, you were probably
missed it.
Working at the bar.
Yeah.
Jenna?
I went to Suicide Squad.
You went to watch a movie.
So you're the only one.
I watched it.
Yeah.
See, this show does not appeal to me.
It's a bunch of drunk idiots.
It's just gross.
I was excited because Chad was coming back and he was a bad boy from this past season of The Bachelorette. And he's fun to watch just because he has zero filter. But that is also that's also what makes you not like him on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Because I went from enjoying watching him on TV to I'm like, I really could do without him.
He could be annoying without being annoying.
We have
does that make sense?
We have a couple clips from Chad from last night on Bachelor in Paradise because it was about how drunk he could get.
I will throw you under a bus and hold you down and duct tie you up.
What?
Make sure you smell like peppermint.
Are you kidding me? Are you really
what? I'm kidding.
You
I'm kidding.
Shut up.
I'll murder everyone here.
Give me liqueurs.
Build them into a bottle.
People are really scared, man. They're worried.
No, I'm really,
they're worried, man. They think that you might be psychotic.
No.
Do you think you're still like Hitler?
No. No.
He was beyond wasted.
He was so embarrassed.
He hit it off with that one girl that was kind of crazy before, Lace, and they were kissing and stuff. And then he started just calling her the B word over and over again. And
I can't imagine going to work after this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's trying to position himself as the bad guy. So he knows going in, I got to play it up. But then when you add alcohol in it, you can't draw that line. Okay, this is too far.
They brought back the girl that has one arm. Her name's Sarah, really pretty blonde girl.
He didn't.
Kelly, this is where I fell off on the Chad band
because it's fun to a point, right?
Yeah, until he does that. He called her he called her an armless B word.
Oh,
and that's where everybody flipped on him. And then they showed him the next day and he goes, I don't really regret it. I was just joking around. The only one that should be upset. And then he does it again, calls her Army Mick Armerson. Like, he has no feelings or regard for other people's feelings. Chris Harrison came in. He was the hero. and he was thrown out.
It's over. It's time to go. You're making this a lot worse than it needs to be.
No, you're going to come here and make me look like a bitch and play into everything they're saying. You act like you've seen me. You didn't even watch it. You went to sleep last night with a mimosa and a robe on. You didn't even watch the show.
You don't even watch the show.
You don't even watch the show, Chris Harrison.
He's on it.
It finished with him going, come at me, at Chris Harrison. And Chad was on Entertainment Tonight. Do you guys think he regrets what he did on Bachelor in Paradise?
No.
Well, I think he has to.
And here's what Chad said.
I regret everything that day, but can't take it back, so whatever.
At least everyone will know the worst case scenario. Now everyone's going to know the worst possible scenario with me, and so I've already gotten that out of the way with the entire world.
Well, there you go, Chad. So, and with that, well, apparently he
comes. All right, just go away, dude.
He tried to explain.
Half glass full.
Yeah.
Okay. He said he was doing an interview, and he said he doesn't normally drink. He drinks like maybe once every 1 or 2 months, because he is very much into working out.
Yeah.
And he said, especially when you're super low body fat, it affects you a lot differently.
So he had to compliment himself while
if you eat super healthy for 2 months straight, don't drink at all, and then you have a full bottle of champagne before you even start filming, some weird things are probably going to happen. So that's what he says. He was getting in shape for the show to be his best, and then finally drank, and look what happened.
Okay.
He had a blackout episode.
Oh,
it was completely.
He number two'd his pants.
That's so. How do you recover?
I
would be doing no further interviews.
No,
he number two'd his pants.
Shaving.
Yeah.
Dyeing my hair and changing my name.
Of course, because number two'd on national television.
I leave right then.
Yeah.
I mean, like
there is no recovery from that.
Yeah,
there's not.
You're done. So that's Bachelor. He'll come back next week. Apparently, he tries to come back in the house, and then he'll be gone. So there's Chad for you. This text message here on Whatever Wednesday from Kyle.
All right.
Kelly, did Alan watch AGT last night? How does he think the people did the jelly bean act?
We did not.
Oh my God.
We did not. My daughter and I were both like, can we please watch America's Got Talent? And the little one, the cute little one with the dimples, I want to watch Jurassic World.
You can't say no to that.
Jurassic World.
Of course you watch that.
So what's the jelly bean thing?
Dude, so I think, I don't know if it's because I'm watching a lot this season, but AGT is so good, especially in the magicians and the circus.
It is good.
People make fun of it, but it is so great to watch with families.
Yeah. So last week, the NFL player blew my mind.
Yeah.
This week, they had the girl that reads the mind. Like, she does not face the crowd.
Hey, I think you are holding.
Bro.
She gets this weird voice from nowhere.
Kelly, I was trying to, like, listen to the guy when he talks to her. Sometimes he doesn't even talk, and she gets it right. She had a bunch of jelly beans, and so Simon reaches in. The guy doesn't even see the jelly bean, because Simon reaches in, puts it in his mouth, and she says...
she guesses the flavor?
She guessed the flavor and the color.
See, I don't know how you do that.
How do you do that? And then what blew us away.
Every time they think, okay, you think, oh, I figured it out. They do something that one-ups it.
Oh, it's just so weird.
That's what they're supposed to do?
Then Heidi goes, and she guesses, oh, you got the pink one. It's bubblegum flavored. And Heidi's like,
it is bubblegum.
Just like that. And you're like, okay, this is nuts.
It's crazy.
And then they get Mel B to pour a bunch of them with a shovel into a cup.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, are you sure you don't want to pour more? And she goes, nope, that's it. And he goes, okay, she's going to guess how many you have. And she goes, I think Mel B has 22 jelly beans. They pour them down. Sure enough, counts up. There's 22 jelly beans.
Wow.
Wow.
Howie Mandel makes a comment. And so she asks her, what's your favorite jelly bean, Howie? And he goes, Mel B. He goes, a spicy chocolate one or whatever. Just a random word, right? They have this board that they lifted before the act started.
Yeah.
The board, and it's hanging there. You could see it the entire act. They even flash a little bit of the writing before they let it go up. They put it back down. They had everything that went down written on that chalkboard. Everything. From what they ate, the color of the jelly beans, the amount they were on.
I don't know.
And P.S., we hope they create a spicy chocolate jelly bean soon.
Wow.
How do you do this?
Alan does not know how to do that.
Right. Are you sure?
I'm telling you, he does not know how to do
that. Even Alan can't do it.
Did he tell you I texted him last night after I watched it?
No, he didn't.
He goes,
we haven't watched the episode yet either, but there's no way he'll know how to do that.
So the contortionist girl is so good. She shot an arrow blindfolded, like where she was facing the audience, and then she ended up...
A lot of flaming blindfolded arrows last night,
We had a fail, yeah. A guy got hit in the neck with an arrow.
Wow.
Luckily, it didn't go through the jugular. I think it bounced off his collarbone, luckily.
Oof.
But he was hurt. The girl missed. His partner missed, and she had like a laser pointer and everything on it, and she missed.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
And those are weird to watch, but interesting.
Wow.
Because he's the guy that swallows stuff. He got hit right in the collarbone. He even had a mark. It could have been extremely bad.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so AGT, man, if you're not watching this season, it's so good.
Okay. Well, I have
it's
something
so
for Whatever Wednesday.
Yeah, Jenna, we got to get to this how to get into kindergarten
in
Ohio.
Look, I don't even have kids. So if there's a headline that strikes me and it has something to do with kids going to school, it must be somewhat interesting because I don't pay attention to this kind of stuff.
Touch on the question you teased before we went to break.
Okay, so an Ohio mother posted this to Reddit because she got something in the mail.
Yeah.
It's 11 things that... a list that says, is your child ready for kindergarten? She has a preschooler,
mm-hmm.
And this is what the child needs to be able to do before kindergarten, the recommendation.
Before kindergarten?
And the first thing is identify 30-plus letters. So, yes, I thought I knew there was 20-something letters in the alphabet. So I go 30-plus letters.
That's impossible, right?
There's 26 letters in our alphabet that are official letters.
There's a good explanation for that. Carrie knows. She's a teacher. How could a kid know 30 letters?
Because the letters are different. There's uppercase and lowercase. They look different.
Oh. Well played, Carrie.
Okay.
What grade do you teach?
I teach second grade at Itasca Elementary.
Gotcha.
All right. Yeah. Some of the other things on this
list.
Thank
you, Carrie.
If you have a young child at home that's getting ready to go into kindergarten, maybe in kindergarten, do they know how to write their name, hold a pencil the correct way, cut with scissors, identify all those letters, follow 2-3-step instructions, say their first and last name, identify their colors?
Oh man.
Yeah.
So draw a picture and tell about it. What they drew.
This would be my kid because Kelly, your daughter's already almost. What, fifth grade?
Yeah, she's going into fourth.
Fourth grade. My son would be the one that would have to do this stuff. He can write his first name. He holds the pencil the way a 4-year-old holds it,
with a fist.
But he can kind of, you could
so
read
that's
what he's
not
writing
correctly.
No,
can he cut with scissors correctly.
Yeah, she does cut with scissors. He definitely does not identify 30 letters.
Could he put together some IKEA furniture?
I can't
do
that.
This is normal stuff, though.
Because
that's
3 steps. Usually it's 3 steps in 15 hours.
I remember she had to, when I went in, when she was in, like, I sent her to, she was ready for school. She couldn't wait. I sent her to a couple of half days when she was 3, and then she wanted to go full time at 4. She was going to full days. And I remember having these parent teacher conferences. I'm like, what in the world could we possibly be discussing with a 4-year-old's progress? But it was literally that. They look at when they draw a picture. And they explain why this is good and why she's doing well. And they explain, yes, she can use scissors. I mean, this is just motor skill. I mean, this is what we discussed.
Yeah, okay. Got to start somewhere, I guess.
I do feel good because I asked my son to draw how he feels. I guess that's another thing they try to get him to do before they start. So draw how you feel. But he draws happy faces.
That's great.
So that's a great thing, which means he's in a good spot.
Hmm.
How do you spell your name?
C-A-S-O-N-T-S-O-N.
Oh, I thought your name was Spider-Man.
Oh, C-A-S-O-N, Spider-Man.
I love that. I love that.
That's my son spelling his name.
Oh, my name is Spider-Man. Yes, C-A-S-O-N, Spider-Man.
My daughter spells her name like that, too. C-A-S-O-N, Chloe. Are there any other crazy stuff they have to do, Jenna?
No, I read you most of them.
Man, being a kid's hard.
Yeah, I've heard. Right. Man. Getting into kindergarten. Can you imagine not getting
in? The kids don't realize.
In?
They just like, oh, I'm cutting stuff. Yay. Well, they don't realize that's learning.
It's got to be devastating to not get into kindergarten.
Some kids are held back.
Yeah.
Some kids are held back. You give them another year to mature. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I probably couldn't get in right now.
I'll probably hold my kid back a little bit.
You're going to hold him back. Well, that's different. You holding him back.
Well, he's a December baby.
Yeah.
Just to let him fit in with the crowd.
They got
to
catch up emotionally, too. Yeah.
Kelly, you skipped a grade.
I skipped fourth grade, but it's not for all the reasons you might think.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting along with everyone in my class.
Well, through that experience, you developed a great sense for relationships.
Yeah, they thought I'd get along better with older children.
Sure.
And they were right.
And years later, you became the love expert on the show. And coming up next, it is time, you guys, for love letters to Kelly.
All right.
So if you wrote us at kidnation.com, your letter could be read next.
It's the Kidcratic Morning Show.
So we did a video for Pokemon Go with part-time Justin. He's going to come in and talk about it here in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
And man, if Justin ever becomes a director in Hollywood.
Watch out.
Watch out, man.
Oh, my God. He's a
picky, picky director, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy.
It was crazy last night. I went to that Suicide Squad screening.
Yeah.
And the theater was packed. And before the movie, you know, people are on their phones. And I'm sitting there. I'm a little scared. Just in general, being in a big movie theater like that, because I feel negative about the world. But everyone's playing Pokemon Go. Like, no one seems that concerned with what, you know, that you're in a big movie theater and it's crowded and a violent movie at that. Like, I get a little scared. Everyone's playing Pokemon Go. It's ridiculous.
The athletes at the Olympics are complaining because there's no Pokemon Go. I think in the village.
Some dude. The Japanese dude, he's got a $5,000 phone bill because he's been Pokemon in Brazil.
Yeah. But in the village, there's no Pokemon Go, so they're all mad.
Mm.
We're super mad that I don't get to play Pokemon Go. But part-time Justin will come in and talk about that. Speaking of Suicide Squad, we just got a text asking if Gray Drake has come on to talk about it yet.
Not yet.
She has not. She'll be on the show in about an hour.
You haven't missed it yet.
Yeah, you haven't missed it yet. Don't worry.
My amateur review was...
It was good.
It was okay.
It was I think Jenna said.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for...
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and besides the 6 months I was working at Disney for an internship, we have basically never spent the night away from each other. Even if we don't see each other all day, we will always spend the night together. Of course, we get into our little fights like everyone, but we've never had any problems or a moment where we need to take a break for days. Well, his lease is ending soon, and we're debating moving in together officially. We had both wanted to wait until we got married to make that move official, but... we feel like we could start a new part of our lives. Now we're reconsidering. If it were to happen, we would move into a 3-bedroom place with a mutual friend, and we'd still have our own separate rooms. In my gut, I still want to wait, but honestly, is it any different than what we're doing now? I mean, already spending every night together. Should we go ahead and bite the bullet and save money?
No, if you're, I would listen to your gut. Your gut's telling you it's not right. It's not right. Listen to your gut. Your gut is so good. I mean, seriously, if more of us would listen to that, we would avoid so much stress and conflict. It's already telling you, red flag's going up, but you're not, but, oh, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. And then you'd be regretting it because you wish you would have listened to your intuition.
You usually listen to your gut when it's a good thing. So why don't you listen to your gut when it's a bad thing? Like,
it is so cost efficient when you're spending the night with someone every single night.
Your gut's telling you it's not right. Listen to your gut. That's all I have to say. I'm not going to go down any other avenues with you. I always believe that little, that could be the voice of God.
Yeah.
You don't know. Always listen to it.
That one song tells me to listen to my heart.
No. Listen to your gut. It's all about the gut. It's all about the gut. About the gut.
Yeah.
No trouble.
All right.
Death begins with love letters.
Really does. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm getting married soon to my favorite person in the world. However,
here's another gut thing, Al.
Yeah, right?
I can feel it.
More guts.
I'm getting worried about his groomsmen. Don't get me wrong. These are my guys, too. I love them. I love them all to pieces. The problem is that they're still, how do I put this, young and figuring out life. They're all under 25 years old, and none of them have very established jobs. I'm trying to pick out something for them to wear without making them go into debt, but I really... but I'm really worried about this whole groomsmen suit process. I found some more casual, affordable options for that. For them to wear again, but I'm worried that they won't order them on time, you know, because they're procrastinating.
Call this later up until they get married again in 10 years.
We've been tempted to buy them up front and have them pay us back, but I don't want to have that awkward conversation with those who haven't paid up a few months after the wedding. Help, Kelly. We're running out of time, and it's stressing me out.
Call that up. Throw away.
This is ridiculous. You have your man take care of it. That's his problem. Right. It's on him.
It's hard for us to talk
bought,
to our boys.
Wait, she's already bought the suits and now it's too late?
She
said
we're tempted to buy them up front and have them pay us later, but she's worried to have that conversation if they're not paying them back.
This is ridiculous. Then just, you know, if it's just a shirt and pants. I mean, everybody does the tux rental. If you're not doing that, you buy them the shirts. If that's really what you want to do, but chalk it up. Do you have a bunch of immature dudes in your guy's life and you might have to end up eating it? But if, man, it's all about the pictures and everybody's matching.
Right.
So if it means that much to you, you're spending way more than that on other stupid stuff for a one day celebration. I'm sorry. I did the same thing. It's one day.
Yeah.
And we stress and put so much money into it and nobody cares. Nobody cares as much as you do. So just chalk it up to another expense. If you get the money back, great. But if it's that important to you to have them all match, it doesn't have to be design or anything. Just put them all matching suits. I think for our ushers, we just told them to wear a dark suit.
Yeah.
And one guy showed up without a dark suit. Big deal.
What's a suit rental run? About $100
Yeah, who cares? It's not about that. Yeah. I'm just as divorced as everybody else who spent thousands and thousands of dollars on their wedding.
Shout out to me, too.
Look at that. That's experience.
If you don't think they'll order them on time, have a 12-pack of beer at the tuxedo place. So, hey, free beer at this address. Boom. They will show up.
They'll go together.
If they're 22 years old, they'll show up for free beer.
And then you go pick them all up. You pick them all up for them because you can't trust them to pick them up. Yeah. I mean, there's things you can do.
And then you pay for it. If that's your issue. Boy,
And that's the most minor thing going on in your life. Yeah. You've got a really good life.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Most major thing I should have said. Right. Yeah.
We knew what you meant. This one's a little more serious, Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Uh-huh.
My husband of 32
years, passed away at the too soon age of 59 last year.
I'm so sorry.
He was one of a kind, so I never expect to fill the void that he's left, that it's left. But, and this is the ask for advice part, at 64, I sure don't want to undress in front of any man, let alone try to have sexual relations. That being said, I really miss the companionship. Any advice? That's from Susan.
You meet the right one, you're going to get them feelings again. Don't worry about it.
My heart goes out to you, Susan.
It's sad. I mean, you're still in mourning. It hasn't really passed. But when the right one comes along, it's amazing how certain things stop mattering as much.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's got to be weird to get naked in front of somebody new.
Well, it is. Yeah, you still have a respect for your husband and the relationship there. But when somebody comes along,
he would want you
and
to
you
be
have
happy.
A connection, absolutely, I would hope so.
Yeah.
And you don't worry about what hasn't happened yet. So when that, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want it. But when the right one comes along, you're like, this is me. And it does, and he'll love every inch of you.
Yeah.
And every little, I mean, he won't even see the things that you obsess about. You're just, it's too soon. You're not ready for that. But when the right one comes, I promise you,
now, JC,
it won't matter.
Yo.
How long do you want Kinsey to mourn you and start start dating other guys after you pass away? How long? Like, say,
what would I think is an appropriate amount of time before she moves on?
Say, if God forbid, but just say something happens to you tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Tomorrow, soon.
How long?
Hey, tomorrow's not promised to any of us.
Sure,
Kinsey.
Okay.
Kinsey, Al wants to know when he can put in his calendar he can make a move on Kinsey.
She's gonna. Hey, Al, I need to come cut the yard. I'm like, okay, you already have a lawnmower because I took JC to the Home Depot. So I'm going over there and cut the yard. Hey, you want some lemonade? Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's a dollar case and y'all go and play somewhere. And so how long is appropriate?
If it's you, never.
but just in general.
But in general, I mean, I'm not here.
Time limit.
I'm not here. So I would say whenever she feels right. It's up to her. It's not up to me because I'd be gone.
6 weeks?
That's too soon.
That's disrespectful.
That's too soon. Maybe
that makes people think something was going on before he kicked the bucket.
Yeah. I'd say maybe
then you're like, suspect number one.
Yeah, right?
Dateline.
I think I'd personally like maybe a year. Let it sink in.
People get so mad. Like, the kids get mad at dad if mom passes away. Yeah. And then within a year, dad's remarried. But a lot of people say that's actually
good for them.
A testament to how good marriage was for the dad, you know, that he wants that in his life so bad that he can't be without it. Some people look at it that way.
Yeah. I would definitely want her to find love again. I wouldn't want her to.
Yeah. And people need companionship. Happy. People need companionship.
What a lonely life.
My dad's been gone two, three years. And I went over to my parents' house. And there was a guy over there.
Uh-oh, really?
Kelly!
Oh!
What?
You telling Norbell's business?
No, it was just a friend thing. It was just a friend.
That's how it starts.
Mom, you know, I love my mom. I went over there.
What were they doing?
My mom was mad. Nothing. Just talking.
Watching TV?
Companionship.
And I understand. I get that.
Jeopardy and chill?
I'm mad, but it was just kind of caught me off guard there for a minute. Oh, all right. What's going on here? What's up?
You got on defensive?
Yes. I'm like, what's going on here?
What's up, bro? Did you do what they do in the Bachelorette and you pulled them off to another room to see his intentions?
What are your intentions?
When I think a little smoke starts coming out of my mouth.
That's my dad's chair.
Wow. You want your mom to have someone to have coffee with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what?
And go
and what?
And sit in church with.
And dessert.
Yeah. And hold hands
coffee and
with.
Dessert.
Maybe.
No.
A little hand holding.
A little bit of kissing.
No.
A woman wants to feel a little love.
No. No. No.
What?
No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. Ooh, let me sit down.
Was he dressed in a suit and everything?
I think so.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I like him.
He's trying to impress her.
Birthday suit?
No. Shut up.
Right.
My mama, you talking about.
Oh, you just said you wanted to date my wife after I died?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
I didn't know. I'm good.
No, I wasn't too. I rubbed my forehead on that.
Was there a sock out in front of the handle?
Oh, now come on. That's his mother.
I'm asking if they have any talk about my mom.
That's his mother. She listens to the show, and she's hearing you say these things, JC.
I love Miss Dorabelle.
The radio's on in the bathroom right now. I guarantee you.
Hi, Miss Dorabelle. I love you. All right, let's move on, because we're going to just
disrespectful.
One more.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating a guy for 9 months now that I've had a huge crush on since I was 16 years old. I'm 29 now and feel so lucky to finally have the opportunity to see if this could work. There's just one problem.
Uh-oh.
I hooked up with his younger brother when I was young. Nothing came of it. In fact, the younger brother knew I had a crush on his older brother, so he cut it off before it got too steamy. Anyway, after we had been dating for about 7 months, I admitted this to him, and he went crazy. We had a huge fight and broke up for 2 weeks. Yeah. We got back together, but now he brings it up randomly. He says it would be hard for him to ever be in the same room with his younger brother and me, knowing it had happened all those years ago. I really like him a lot and want to give this relationship a fair shot. Is there anything I can do to address it, to put his mind at ease?
No. There's nothing.
Haley, why'd you tell that?
Well, because it would have come up eventually, I think.
Would it?
And that's something you should maybe brought up really early. 7 months in, it's like you've been keeping the secret from me. Now he feels like he can't trust you. And if he says he can't be in the same room with his brother again, that's a real big red flag of immaturity and stuff that's going to... So if you slip up on anything else, that he's going to always wave stuff in your face. I would say this is a big red flag and listen to that.
What if he... hooks up with her sister.
Oh, Al Maggie. There you go, Al. That's another solution. So either listen to Al
young and
allow
hot.
Him to hook up with someone that you're related to.
I might as well.
Or look at this as a big red flag that
he
can't let stuff go and he's going to hold it over your head.
It's not like it's a red... We've talked about this before. As guys, we are extremely... visual.
Yeah.
Right. So when you tell me you...
This is something that happened when she was 16 or something years old.
But
that was almost 20 years ago.
We're visual. We're going to picture our brother with our girl.
If you're seriously going to keep bringing it up and holding over her head, you cannot win in this situation.
Come on. Little sister. Boob for boob.
Well, okay. Here's your... since you want to get a chance, you and baby brother go sit down and talk to him and see how that
goes. Oh, my God.
See how that goes. Man. Man, you need to get past this. This happened when we were teenagers, and then see how he reacts. And I'm telling you, it's going to get worse. You're dating a man who is emotionally immature.
What if this happened with Aaron Rodgers and his little brother, and that's why they don't speak?
No, it's no. all... It's
that's no. not that.
Mm.
It's not that.
You don't think?
No, it's Olivia Munn. That's the reason they don't speak.
Allegedly.
We be knowing.
Well, it's in Us Weekly. I'll tell you in the Showbiz Top 5.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Showbiz Top 5 coming up. In about 30 minutes from the Kelly Raspberry. That was Love Letters to Kelly. If you have one, listen to Kelly's advice, not Al's.
No, you could take whatever advice you want. Yeah. You don't
go hook up with a sister.
What I say is not Bible.
No, yours.
I mean, you can do whatever.
Your advice is great. Al saying go hook up with a sister, not going to work out so well, probably.
Take it with a cube of salt.
A cube, not just a grain. A cube.
I've had about 5 cups of coffee.
Yeah. Take it with a cube.
You think it's helped?
No, not at all.
Go to kidnation.com. Write us a love letter to Kelly. We may read it next week. We do it every Wednesday.
Boom.
And coming up next, part-time Justin's coming in studio. Or should we say director Justin?
Oh, boy.
He directed his first ever video for Kid TV. We'll talk about it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're near a computer or your phone's handy there, you may want to go to Kid TV here because we're going to show the Pokemon video directed by Justin.
Written, directed, produced, arranged, and created by part-time.
Partially written by Justin, yeah.
Partially.
Hi, Justin.
Hello, hi.
Hi. Before we get talking about Pokemon, we got a text message here about you, Justin.
Oh, what?
You do too?
Ooh.
Oh, you have one?
You have one?
I'll go first, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Did part-time Justin go to the 4:30 Zumba class yesterday?
I did.
If so, I apologize for requesting the song that works arms. Ha ha.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. I was so embarrassed in Zumba class yesterday.
What happened to your arms?
I was the only guy that showed up, and it was embarrassing because this one girl, like, pointed me out. She goes, oh, my goodness, we don't have a guy in this class, but now you're here. And then all the attention was on me, and then they moved me to the front. Well, then I moved to the front. And then then everyone would just, like, look at me for a little second. I was like, oh, okay, I better be good. So
arms stay hard.
Oh, yeah. My arms are so sore right now.
You're good at
that.
Oh,
man. It was like this for 3 minutes.
Oh, arm circles?
Yeah. And then we would pump it up. But it was a great Zumba class.
Well,
I loved it.
I got a text, too. Really late last night, actually.
Oh, okay.
As I was asleep, I'm like, what was my phone's going off this late?
Uh-huh.
From someone who's very upset with Justin, part-time Justin.
Oh, somebody's upset with him?
What happened? I can't have people being upset about me. Wait, what?
I'm so mad at Justin for recommending this for kids. My blood pressure is high due to fright. No kid should watch this.
What is it? Is it Stranger Things?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy snap. Episode 2 is so scary. My son Vince ran out of the room, freaked out, and will not come back.
How old was he?
I was excited when I heard part-time Justin's recommendation today about the Netflix show Stranger Things.
Yes.
Justin said Emma Kelly could watch it, that it had a Goonies vibe.
It did.
So I put it on for the whole family.
Good.
So far, we've heard... Yeah, I can't even say the whole word.
Oh my God.
Hey!
Teens are making out the phrase stick stuck up her.
We need the beep.
I got it.
There you go.
Oh, the kids got a kick out of that one. And the whole premise is freaking them out with a child missing, abducted or something by aliens or something. Bad recommendation.
It's not a bad recommendation. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I have one statement for this lady that sent this message.
Well,
if you the first cuss word, second, change the channel. Something.
Yeah, they made it to episode 2.
We sat there for 30.
Don't you turn it on her.
You just said her. She sat there for 30, 45 minutes and heard all those cuss words.
Come on, Big Al. Yeah. Write a parenting book. Tell her.
Why don't you say it's
not a Goonies vibe?
I said it is a Goonies.
It's
and
not,
Goonies. They cuss in Goonies.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
also, Sloth is the scariest thing ever from my childhood, where he turns around and is like, baby, Earth. And then you see all his teeth and chains and his head looking like a potato. That's scary.
I'm sorry, what does Sloth say again?
Baby, Earth. It is so, Goonies is, like, it's just like the Goonies. They cuss in the Goonies. There's death in the Goonies.
I have to go back and watch the Goonies. I don't remember hearing those
words. They even torture a kid by putting his hand in the blender.
They did.
This is what you get from getting recommendations, because I kind of had Justin's back. I didn't know you recommended it for Emma Kelly. I said it was PG-13 scary, and I'll stand by that.
But I had asked Kelly, I said, you seen the Goonies, right?
Yeah, but it's been so long.
Well, I mean, that wasn't included. Whatever
I don't remember all the language.
Well, you know, when you tell someone something, you got to keep in the extra something when you can tell someone that something.
What? I don't even know what you just said.
Nobody understands.
Don't
in
you
that
be
something.
Talk dancing around me.
Okay.
Zumba boy. All
right. But,
And good defense there from Big Al Mack.
Thank
there.
You, Big Al. That.
If you need a lawyer, don't
okay.
hire him.
Okay, well then, if you love the Goonies and you've watched it recently... And you think it's appropriate for children, you should show your children Stranger Things.
Okay.
It's so
maybe
good.
You should watch it first and then let your children watch
maybe
it.
Maybe that's actually, I agree with that one too,
Kelly. Yeah, it's a scary show.
You should
for yourself.
All right, how about if you like Pokemon Go? We're just going to keep fighting here.
All right, my bad. Okay, yes, Pokemon. So, have y'all seen all those news stories lately about a girl getting hit by playing Pokemon Go? She got hit by a whole car, and then people find
a whole car
as opposed to a half a car.
Yeah, no, it was like a whole car, and then people just like walking around and finding dead bodies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of
whole dead bodies.
Yeah, whole dead bodies, and just like so many bad things playing Pokemon Go. I thought it would be so funny if we told other people our bad stories.
Yeah,
and experiences playing Pokemon Go.
Let me tell you this, Justin Spielberg over here.
So what's about to happen?
He directed and produced and helped edit. This video.
I came up with an idea. Yes, I came up with an idea for
good
Pokemon
for
Go. Thank you.
He wrote me and said, "Hey, JC, can you come up with a way you've gotten hurt playing Pokemon Go or something that crazy that happened?" I'm like, "Sure, Justin."
Okay, so testimonials,
from
you guys,
and we're gonna do the not actual footage type video like they do recreation back
like on the bad crime shows.
Yeah, like those. And Justin was directing as we were telling our stories.
I sat in like those foldable chairs with a nice cloth and like the thing on the back, like what directors sit in. And I sit in front of JC and the people telling their stories.
I'm thinking it's going to take me roughly 2 minutes to do this.
Uh-huh.
No, 30 minutes, because Justin's like, I need you to have more feeling when you say that.
Thank you, Kelly.
Take it seriously.
Thank you. I know.
Oh, I need you to make your story way shorter, JC. It was already short enough, you guys.
In your opinion, he's the director.
Sure.
I am the director.
So this is the final product. If you're watching Kid TV, you get to watch it. If you're just listening on your in the radio, you just get to hear it.
Okay. In your whole car.
In your whole car.
In your whole
car. Here's our Kid Craddock Morning Show Pokemon Go stories.
On Thursday, July 6, 2016, Pokemon Go became the most popular game in the world and quickly began ruining lives.
Back when the Pokemon first came out, I had the binder and the cards because all the cool kids did and I just wanted to fit in. But the truth is, I didn't even know how it worked. Yes, I was a fraud. When the PokeGo started again this year and I didn't play, most of my friends supported my decision. Then my best friend turned against me and started spreading rumors around town that I didn't even know how to play. I used to have a lot of friends. I used to be really popular. And I went from 28,000 Instagram followers to two. One is my mom, and the other is my dog. I run both accounts.
Even Tom from MySpace deleted Caroline from his friends list.
I was playing Pokemon Go last week, and it was a perfect day. Just as I was about to catch Tauros, I stepped in gum. I'm pretty sure it was Big Red. When I finally came to at the hospital, the doctor said there was nothing he could do. He had to amputate my leg. I lost my leg because of Pokemon Go.
Nick will never be able to chew gum again.
I decided to hire a guy from Craigslist to drive me around in my own car so that I could go hunting for Pokemon. So he drove me out there about 20 miles away from my house at 10 miles an hour, which took forever. I got out looking for a Pikachu that was nearby, and then I heard it. Tires spinning. Car taking off. Stole my car. Oh, and my kids were in there too. So now I don't have a car or kids. Or Pikachu.
JC still hasn't tried to find his kids. Oh. But he finally caught his Pikachu.
I was running around the pond trying to catch a Staryu that I found when all of a sudden I heard a loud squawk. I looked up from my phone to see where it was coming from when I saw this big, feathery beast coming towards me. I didn't know if it was a duck or a demon chicken. Do ducks even have teeth? I don't know, but I think I saw teeth. Anyways, I turned around on the slick because I was not about to be eaten by no duck. When I turned, I fell and slipped, and the duck came and kicked me in the neck with its webbed feet. I finally managed the ability to elbow the duck in its neck and finally got away. But now, my neck is sprained and I can't move my eyebrows to get my Snapchat filters to work. All because I was playing Pokemon Go.
Justin will never feed a duck again.
Everyone was playing Pokemon Go and I'm trendy, so I decided to download it. FOMO, you know? Well, I was at the mall the other day looking for an outfit for this weekend. When I saw a cute little furry creature over by the food court, I ran over there to go catch it, and I tripped. My gift card went flying out of my hand over the second floor onto the ice skating rink, where someone immediately skated right over it and sliced it in half. Now, I can't go out this weekend because I don't have a new outfit. I can't outfit repeat because I can't take pictures to post on Instagram. And if I can't Instagram, then what's the point of living?
That's true.
So what's the creature that you went after?
I found out it was a service dog, and apparently you're not allowed to touch those.
So this has nothing to do with Pokemon Go?
No.
Please leave.
Elena still has no idea what a Pokemon is. Pokemon Go is ruining lives. No, before you go.
Oh, man.
That was
freaking hilarious.
That came out great.
Watch that later. Awesome. If you're just listening in your car. Great.
Props to Justin.
Thank you. And Nick.
All the actors. Nick, who edited the video.
And his toe, his ashy toe is in it.
Oh, that was
Anna also helped out.
Nick, you need to get that toe looked at.
That was awesome.
That was up that toe.
The video is up on YouTube.
That was great job.
Okay, honestly, you knew how bad that toe looked. You could have used a stunt foot.
We should have put some lotion on that toe. It's so ugly. Oh, my goodness. I want that to be my background on my computer. It's so funny.
Nick is so clean cut and everything.
He needs some attention to his...
he had, like, palm trees growing out of the toe.
It is such a good...
good toe. Okay,
that's
all
bunion,
right.
That's bunion toe. That's bunion toe.
No, it was scary. It was oh, ashy.
It was just ashy.
Ashy.
So ashy. Such an ashy toe.
And while you go to KidNation.com to watch the Pokemon Go video, our crazy stories, make sure you sign up. Because you could win a trip to Florida thanks to Visit Florida.
Yeah, man.
KidNation.com is a website, KIDDNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So yesterday, remember when we were doing the gossip and Kelly brought up the Britney Spears story about she did an interview and said that she had never met Taylor Swift. This audio right here?
Right.
I briefly met Katy Perry, but that was it. It was like at the Smurfs movie premiere, and I met her there really quick, but actually, you know, maybe because I've met Katy Perry, I would say Taylor Swift, because I've never met her before.
Okay, and that's what we're like. First of all, she has met Taylor Swift. Second of all,
yeah, it didn't sound a lot like her. Then I'm like, well, no, that can be like her because people have a different phone voice. I know my mother has a different phone voice sometimes.
Well, she did another interview.
Oh, okay.
Talked about love. Now, does this sound like Britney Spears?
I like cheesy. I think cheesy is so, like, sweet and nice, you know? I've been through, you know, horrible relationships, but unfortunately, I still believe in love and that sort of thing. But, you know, I think you should protect your heart and stuff like that. But, yeah, I am a hopeless romantic. I believe in love. Yeah.
That one is her?
Yeah.
You don't know about the Taylor Swift one? This is what she
actually sounds like. No, the Taylor Swift one, I think it is her.
You
do? I just think she's just, like, maybe hyped up on, you know, Red Bull or something.
Is this her?
It's Britney.
No.
When she did our interview. Because this is what she sounds like. This is an interview on TV with Entertainment Tonight.
So it's just like a taste of what's to come. The new stuff isn't actually in it yet.
Okay.
But there's a lot of surprises and things just to make it fresh and fun for everyone. There's a lot of new costume changes. There's a lot of new surprise songs in there from artists that I really respect. It's just throwbacks to them. It's really, really cool. There's a lot of prop changes.
If I'm Britney Spears, I just hire somebody to do my interviews.
I feel like that's what she's done.
I think that's what she should do.
I feel like that other one now, after hearing that, doesn't sound like
it. Sounds like three different voices.
When you're Britney Spears, do you really want to sit on the phone all day? No.
Celebrities do that.
Yeah.
A lot.
I'm pretty sure
that happens.
Yeah.
I don't think that was Britney on those radio interviews. And everybody was a fan of The Hills. And it's been a decade.
10 years?
Yeah, since The Hills. Heidi Montag and Elsie were
favorite?
Roommates.
Who was your favorite on The Hills, Al?
Justin Bobby.
Ricky Bobby?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. Justin Bobby.
Jeremy. Had to have been a Jeremy, right?
No.
No Jeremy?
No Jeremy.
Cliff. No, I went to Cliff.
That was Cheers.
Steven?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Continue.
I liked
Spencer.
Spencer, yeah, he was on it. Speaking of Spencer.
Oh, nailed it.
Heidi and LC were best friends until Spencer came in the picture. And then Spencer Pratt told the world that Lauren had the sex tape. And Heidi doesn't see them being friends in this lifetime.
I think that Lauren and I will be friends again one day in heaven. Probably not before then. But hey, maybe.
If you're wondering if they talk, they don't talk. That friendship is ruined.
Yeah, at least
we grow up. You know what? People are friends for a season, not always for life.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it wasn't a really true good friendship.
Yeah.
It just ran its course.
Man, I used to watch that show all the time. I can't remember three people from it.
Audrina.
Lowe.
Kristen Cavallari.
Brody Jenner.
Brody.
Yeah, Brody and Chris and Audrina Patridge, right? Audrina?
Stephen Coletti.
She had a baby?
She had a girl, right? With her surfer or something, skateboarding boyfriend, I don't know. I think I'm
out.
Is
on TV sometimes?
Niles, was there a Niles?
I don't think so.
Not a Niles, I don't think.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.